And welcome into the Rise Up Reno Prevention Network on this Saturday morning. This show is brought to you by StopAlcoholAbuse.gov. And of course, Carla Smith basically hosts the show. She's the executive director with Rise Up Reno Prevention Network. And Carla, welcome back. Welcome in.
Good morning, John. I don't think I could host it without you because you are totally the host with most.
Well,
you got this.
Thank you. We will just be each other's crutch.
Okay.
How about that?
I like that a lot.
That works fine. Joining you is one of your special guests. He's known citywide.
Of course he is.
Hutch High graduate.
Yep.
He's actually known regionally. That would be Dave Sotelo, who is a youth program coordinator with Rise Up Reno Prevention Network. Dave, welcome into you as well.
Thank you. Nice to be here again.
I hope that was a proper introduction.
That was a grand introduction.
You are known on YouTube and Twitter and Instagram all over the place.
I was not aware, but fame is good sometimes.
You are now. Okay. So Carla, if you would, Rise Up Reno Prevention Network, formerly called Communities That Care. We need to keep reminding people.
Right.
So tell us what the purpose of this program is, where you're located, and give us some details, how we reach you.
All right.
And if people have questions that they want us to answer on the show.
All right. Well, the show has been a lot of fun, and I enjoy the part where people give us some interaction and let us know what they're thinking. And we would be glad to get other guests to join us, people that you might be interested in hearing about. But our real focus is about prevention for kids as far as drugs, alcohol, problem behaviors, anything that's going to hold the kids back from being successful. We just really want to put things in place that are going to help them so they will be successful. So we have a website. It is riseupreno.org. It has links to all of our social media. Of course, we're on Facebook, lots of other stuff. There are links to our radio shows there. Lots of good stuff there. So lots of contact information and everything like that you would need. So definitely check out our website or give us a call, 620-615-4012.
And you are located basically in the administration building of USD 308, but you serve all Reno County schools.
Right. That is correct.
Okay. It seemed like, I had somebody else ask the question for me to ask you. So since you're part of the school district, what happens to the program during the summer? Are there any activities? Are the kids kept busy? What happens in the summer?
We do have some programs in the summer. We spend a lot of time cleaning up from the chaos during the school year and just getting prepared for the next round. But we are there year round. We have somebody that's usually in the office during Christmas break, during spring break. We're there and we're available all the time. Some of the programs that we do during the summer might just be activities with the kids, giving them some positive interaction. And we do a little bit of getting them prepared for things that are coming up during the year. So just being there to support them and help them out and meeting space and stuff like that.
I had a couple other questions that people wanted me to ask you. One was if they have time to volunteer, or, you know, they're retired or maybe they don't have children and they want to participate and help in Rise Up Reno Prevention Network, is there a spot for them?
Oh, yes, definitely. We always need volunteers. One thing is, since we work with kids, we do have a background check. So there's a small application and then the background check and references and then a little bitty class that doesn't take very long to just kind of let you know what you can and can't do as far as being alone with kids or that type of situation. We can plug you in to have breakfast with somebody, have lunch with a kiddo who maybe needs a friend. You can go and listen to them read. You can spend time with them, helping with some homework that maybe they struggle with, or just helping them get through a class if they have a hard time. You can work with kids K through 12. We have other activities going on. You can come as a volunteer to help with activities. Sometimes we need people just to bring cookies or bring snacks to during activities. Anytime you have kids, you need food. So
yep, and basically all these volunteer opportunities are pretty much in the school. So it's not like you're going to take them shopping on the weekend or, you know, things like that. It's supervised. It's, you know, the kids' safety and their best interest is always first.
Right. Definitely. The mentoring program is completely in the school. Like you said, it's during school hours on school grounds. You don't take the kids and go across town to get a Pepsi. You stay there and work on something that they need to work on. So they're not missing school. They are having an opportunity to bond with somebody and to really focus and show off what they're doing. Because if somebody cares about them, they're going to be more likely to want to come to school, more likely to be on time, and more successful at their classroom work.
So it's essentially a mentorship program.
It is, definitely.
Again, you're listening to the Rise Up Renal Prevention Network. Dave Sotelo, who's the youth program coordinator. Now, you're the only youth program coordinator. There's a couple other coordinators, but that's your specific title, right?
Correct.
So tell us what that means, Dave.
So really what I get to do is throughout my day, hang out with kids in the high school and in the middle school. We have youth leadership groups in both the high school and the middle school. And the kids work on initiatives to help our community know about prevention and really influence their peers about prevention. Why make good choices? Why live healthy lifestyles. So I'm really just a facilitator for those ideas that the kids may have on how to bring about that message to their peers.
Do those kids you work with, have they given you a nickname yet? Are you like Mr. S or Big Dave or anything like that?
I'm just Dave. Dave is the name that they've given me. So I don't think I'm cool enough yet. Well, but I'm getting there.
Yeah, Carly, he's really not that much older than these high school kids.
He is pretty young, but he definitely has a different attitude than a high school kid. So I think they can tell the difference.
Well, all these things that Rise Up Renal Prevention Network does is meant to, of course, avoid these pitfalls, you know, with addictions and things like that. But Dave, there's an event coming up on Monday that will deal with empowerment, which everybody needs empowered, or at least a nudge or the idea that they can be empowered.
Right.
Maybe starts in their own brain.
Right.
But you do have an event coming up on Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Yeah. So Monday, the schools in Reno County and pretty much across the country have the day off to celebrate Martin Luther King Day. And it's a great day for us to have this event. Since the kids have no school, we have an event on Martin Luther King Day, the Youth Empowerment Summit. So, yes, it's what we call it, the Youth Empowerment Summit. And it's a day for us to kind of hang out with kids and give them some skills to make sure that they feel like they're empowered to be leaders in their community. So this is for students from 5th through the 8th grade. And they come and spend a day with us. We have a speaker. We have sessions that they go to, small group activities. And really our focus this year is mental health. The kids were thinking about what are some of the things that their peers are struggling with right now and what's something they wanted to learn a little more about. And mental health seemed to be the focus for our students who feel more comfortable speaking out about it through our current conversations in our society. And we have this program available. So we thought, okay, this is a great place for kids to learn more about what to do if their peers are struggling with mental health, how to take care of yourself, and maybe learn about some different struggles that kids have with anxiety, depression, stress. So these are great, great activities that we have planned for the kids and to learn something that maybe it's not easy to talk about in other areas. So here with our peers, they come and learn about this topic.
I believe that you are having people register for this, register their children, and the kids themselves are registering. So it's Monday. It's not going to register over the weekend, I presume. If people did not register for this, can they just show up Monday?
Absolutely. So we'd like to have a pre-registration, but you can show up the day off at 7:30 to 8 and really any time of the day, and we'll welcome you to join us.
We probably ought to tell people where it is.
Yeah, it's at Hutchinson High School in the school auditorium. So if you get dropped off by the main entrance, we'll be there welcoming you. Parents can drop off their kids. We'll need their signature just to make sure we have them throughout the day. And it's from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. In the Hutchinson High School auditorium for students in the 5th through the 8th grade.
And my flyer here says yes at the top in big letters, and then build, empower, and lead. So talk about that.
Yeah, so the students always pick a theme for the year. So that may be Disney, Hawaiian Party, superheroes. And this year they really wanted to make the theme Legos. And we thought, what a great idea. Well, Legos, you build. And this is really a time for you to build some skills, build yourself, build character, build a personality through this event. And so when you're building the skills that you have in this character, you really feel empowered to lead. And that's where that little theme came from, build, empower, lead.
So this is the Youth Leadership Summit? Is that what this is?
Correct. This is the Youth Leadership Youth Empowerment Summit.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So, hey, if these kids, Carla, have never been to anything like this before, and parents or grandparents are listening right now to this show, it's this Monday. Register 7:30 to 8, and then it starts from 8 to 5.
Eight to three.
Mm-hmm. What a great introduction to the whole program.
Right. It is. Parents are welcome to come in, get them signed in, see where they're going to be, see who they're going to be with. There's just a few adults there. Mostly the program, the day, is run by other kids. So the high school kids will be the leaders that will be leading them in groups to their breakout sessions, to go eat donuts, to go eat pizza, to go do what kids do. So they'll be having a lot of fun together, but they will be with peers or kids that are closer to peers. The adults that are there just kind of to chaperone and make sure, you know, if anybody needed anything that we would be around. But most of it is just kids learning from kids. And I think that that's pretty cool. So,
and pretty effective.
It is effective. It is effective to know that when you get into high school, you can still be a positive person, even if you're hearing different messages. And kids hear a lot of different messages from people. So it's a fun day for them to go and spend with each other and with the older students from the high school.
So, Dave, you were talking about mental health. And you know, for those of us who are older and not in school, and, you know, parents, grandparents, we think, what does a kid have to worry about? It's a long time since I was a kid in high school and middle school. And I sit here and as I think about it and try and be, you know, give it a good assessment. Okay, I had a grandparent die. I lost pets. I lost some classmates to death. You know, you've got schoolwork. You've got deadlines. So it's all a matter of where you're at the time and the perspective. I mean, you know, when you're 10, 15 years old, it's not like you're 53 like I am. So, you know, I probably have forgotten all the stress that I was under as a student. And you're not just dealing with school, you're dealing with life. So mental health is a major issue and a major problem in America today. So this is a good head start.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, things have changed over the years a little bit. And our kids are expected to do more now. It's not just going outside and playing. They're expected to be involved in school, in extracurricular activities. They're expected to work, to save a little bit for college. There's all these things that kids need to be a part of to build their resume, to go to college, to get a good job. And so they often feel so stressed and so overworked.
And, but you just by you just saying that, I keep thinking it's go.
Right.
My brother and sister-in-law, they've got three boys. They're never home.
Right.
I mean, they're eating on the run. I mean, they're doing very productive things.
Sure.
But
they're busy.
Yeah,
they're
Carla just David, busy. It just doesn't stop.
Right. And,
that's right.
And it, you know, being involved is good. We want kids to get involved, but finding a balance of time for yourself, time to find yourself out who you are, time to relax and to take care of other things rather than just constantly being on the go is important. And so we have some different workshops here. And you know, I know it's hard for you, John, to think back to the 1920s when you were young.
Good one.
Yeah. So,
By the way, we're in the 20s now.
Yeah.
It's the 2020s.
Okay. So in these 20s now, our young kids are, there's a lot of things other than just, you know, big events in life that are affect our mental health. And I know that kids surveyed through the communities that care survey, just in 2019, the question asked, over the past 12 months, did you ever feel sad or hopeless almost every day for 2 weeks or more? So it's a very loaded question, but it's pretty much essentially asking, over the past year, for a long time, did you feel sad or hopeless? It's a sad number when we know that 30% of the kids surveyed said yes.
Boy, that's way too high.
It is a high number. And as you sit and think about, man, all these kids are feeling for a long time sad or hopeless.
So let me make an assumption here, and Carla, you chime in as well. Mm-hmm. With that survey result, which, by the way, that's an actual Reno County survey. You take
Correct.
These surveys. These are real numbers.
Mm-hmm.
I can see where that might lead to thoughts of suicide, eating disorders, depression, isolation, loneliness, all these things. I mean, if they're feeling that, they probably It's a real thing, Carla.
It is a real thing, and we do have the numbers for that as well. It kind of makes me sad that we even have this on our survey, but it is there. And that's showing that if they've been depressed for two or more weeks at a time, that they are suffering from some type of depression. That's 30%. The kids who say that they've actually thought about suicide in the last year is close to 20%. And the kids who say that they've actually tried or have a plan, I think it says if they've tried, is almost 10%. It's like 8-something. So, it's
so
not
we're talking
quite that
literally
much.
These kids have attempted suicide, at least in their mind. Maybe they've not, hopefully not got it done.
Right. Yeah. I hope not. But right. They believe that they've been to that point and they are answering that question that they feel that way. So if they're saying that, those numbers are extremely high. They're extremely stressed. And you know, we talk about the kids who have problems with alcohol or vapes or whatever it is. You know, why did they start using marijuana? It's always because of the stress. They always say that's the first answer and the most popular answer is because of the stress. They're trying to deal with the anxiety or the stress and it helps them feel like they don't have to feel it.
Again, you're listening to the Rise Up Reno Prevention Network radio show. It's brought to you by StopAlcoholAbuse.gov. Carla Smith is the executive director and, of course, our guest today, along with Dave Sotelo, who's a youth program coordinator. And, Dave, I know you had a few thoughts on some of these results and depression and suicide and all that as well.
Yeah. And so, you know, thinking about these numbers that are pretty high, 30% of kids feeling hopeless and sad for more than 2 weeks, it's a high number and often makes us feel a little sad about the world and about our community and maybe what the kids are going to. But, you know, Rise Up Reno is here to say we can do something about it. And that's why we focus on kids 5th through 8th grade in this program. And a lot of our programs start at a young age because we want to prevent them from their lives getting tangled with more stress and more anxiety through substance abuse. And so
you're trying to avoid the generational poverty, generational drug abuse, generational, you know, all these bad things. A lot of these kids are in homes that's what their parents are doing, and their parents did the same thing. You're trying to break that cycle, right?
Absolutely. We want to make sure that these kids have a tool in hand to deal with what they're doing. And we also want to say to society, here's all this messiness in the world, all these things that makes us feel hopeless and sad, but you can do something about it. There is things that you can do to make a difference. And you can send your kids to maybe get help and reach out to resources that we have available. But also we want to make sure that kids feel comfortable talking about these things, that kids have the tools in hand to help themselves and help their friends, because you can do something about it. Prevention does work.
So, Dave, you work directly with the kids. Carla does too, but not necessarily like you do. Look, when I was in school, there were stigmas. You know, if you talk different, or maybe you came in from another area of the country and had an accent, or if you walked funny, or weren't a good athlete, or all these different things. Are there still stigmas out there that, oh, you know, they're going out there smoking weed, or they're a great athlete, they won't talk to me, I don't like them, or I mean, all these different, I don't want to call them cults, but different little sects of people.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. I think stigmas are there and stereotypes are there as well. And I like the idea of the Youth Empowerment Summit because it's always has been about you don't have to look a certain way, you don't have to talk a certain way, you don't have to come from a certain part of town to be a leader. Everyone has that ability to be a leader. It doesn't matter where, it doesn't matter how, but you can be a leader. You don't have to be able to talk to big crowds. You don't have to be able to write big words and pronounce big words. You can be a leader wherever you are.
Carla, that's a great observation by Dave. It does not matter your socioeconomic background, right, whether you're a farm kid, whether you have $500 in the bank or $500 million.
Right.
We're all humans kind of dealing with the same stuff.
That's right. We are all human dealing with the same stuff. It's hard when things are tough and you don't have anybody. But if you do, if you have people and you have skills and you have a way to recognize what you need, you can take care of yourself. And you can get through those tough times and you can move forward, and then maybe you can help somebody else. So hopefully that'll be some of the things that the kids will learn during those breakout sessions. They also get to meet new people. They get to have fun with their friends. They get to have food. They get to have, they have a great speaker coming. He does an incredible job getting them all pumped up and excited about just being positive. And that's really a great thing to see, is a whole auditorium full of kids who are full of positivity.
You both probably mentioned it, and maybe I wasn't paying attention. Is there a charge for this this conference on Monday?
We didn't mention it. It's free. Okay. Everything is free. Yes. So that's really awesome. All you got to do is get your kids there between 7:30 and 8. It's at the front doors of the high school, which is on 13th Street at Hetch High. And you'll need to, the parents or grandparents, caregiver will need to sign a permission slip, because we'll be taking pictures and posting them throughout the day. And that's it. All you got to do is get them there. And then please come back and pick them up at 3, because we'll be done with them then.
Yeah, that's kind of important.
Don't forget them.
You're not a babysitting
service.
You
got the whole day, but then you got to come back.
Yeah. So, Dave, on the survey and the numbers that you folks use as a result of the surveys, I'm hearing 30%, basically face or could face possible depression long term and other problems. Those are anonymous surveys, right? So it's not like you know the names of these kids, so you can't necessarily go say, hey, we saw how you filled out the survey. We want to make sure you're okay. It's not that way, right?
Right, absolutely not. These are all, surveys that we take in their privacy and they're anonymous. And so we have to come up with programs that are for the whole community, because we know the numbers are so high. We create programs that can influence large amount of people, so that we are sending a message, but then when people hear that message as well, they can share the message with their peers and with their friends and with their students.
May I assume that of those 30%, it's pretty rare to have a student maybe go to a teacher or go to you two or the others that are on your staff and say, look, I think I'm depressed and I need help. I'm assuming that's pretty rare that happens. It's that a child will actually ask for help, but maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it happens more than I think.
I don't have the numbers. Before I did this gig, I was doing youth ministry, and even in this gig, I hear kids who express having anxiety or having depression, and they reach out. And so our duty, our job is to say, here are different resources that you can take advantage of. Because I'm not a professional in the mental health services, but I can be a person that can lead you there.
So you got the resources to tell them, let's get you over here.
Right. I mean, you can go online and search for different services across the town, across our community, and reach out, look for help to an adult that you trust that you know they're going to take you to the right places.
So, Dave, time flies. 2.5 minutes left in this program. Remind everybody about the conference that is this Monday. So obviously day after tomorrow on Martin Luther King Day, it's at the Hutch High Auditorium. So give us the details, and all these kids are invited.
Yeah, so every student from 5th through 8th grade in our community is invited to come. It is from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. You can drop off your student at 7:30 to 8 around that time. We'll welcome them. We're going to feed them, and it's absolutely free.
And may I also say that if you're in the Pretty Prairie District or Haven or Nickerson, does it matter, Carla?
No, we want everybody. So bring in everybody. Last year we had kids from both ends of the state. We had people from all over, but it is generally focused on Reno County. So we want all the Reno County schools and communities to bring in, bring a van, bring a bus, bring a van, a minivan full, whatever you've got room for, just bring them on over and spend the day doing what you like. I was also going to mention, if parents are concerned, bringing fifth graders sometimes makes them a little nervous, come on in for the first hour and watch our speaker and sit in the back of the room and see what's going on. You're welcome to be there. We're not going to chase you out. Just don't embarrass your kids, because they don't want that.
Well, too late. They've already done that. But of course, you're not going to allow, kids can't leave the property.
No, exactly.
You guys have people watching.
Right.
Nobody's going to be able to just walk in and some stupid things.
They'll be in a secure location. Hutchinson High School is very secure, and we're very honored to get to use it and appreciate that. So it's a great place. We'll have a good time.
Carla, well, actually, Dave, final thoughts. Obviously, you're a prevention network, so 20 seconds, your last thing for today's show.
Yeah, I always say this. You can do something about the things that you care about, and this is a great opportunity for our students to learn how to take care of themselves. So we look forward to see you there.
Yeah, Carla, final thoughts, and if you would, before you go, give us you know, the Facebook or web address so people know how to contact.
All right, it's riseupreno.org. Phone number is 620-615-4018. Give us a call. If you don't get a hold of us on Monday, it's because we're hanging out with all the kids. So I hope to see them all there for the Youth Empowerment Summit.
Carla, Dave, always appreciate your time. We'll have you back here next week, and thanks for coming in.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Yep, you bet. And we appreciate you listening to the Rise Up Reno Prevention Network radio show brought to us by StopAlcoholAbuse.gov. We'll see you back here next week.